ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணம் ஸ்ரீகுரன் வைஷ்ணவான்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாப்ரஜாதம் சஹகன ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனசஹிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான் சஹகன லலிதா ஸ்ரீவிசாகாந்தான் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண கருணாசிந்து தீனவந்தய வர்த்ததே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமஸ்தே தப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கீ ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ப்ரஹ்மானுஷிதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரிய மன்ஷாகல்பதர்ப்பஸ்ய கிருபாசந்துர்ப்பயேவ ச பதீதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார சிவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரி 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 ராம் ஹரி ராம் 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 ஹரி ஹரி. சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு இஸ் ஸ்ட்ரெஸிங் தட் டு ரீட் வேதிக் லிட்டரேச்சர் வேதாந்த உபநிஷத் these are principal literatures in the Vedic knowledge. Then Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all these books should be studied from the direct meaning. Don't try to interpret. According to ordinary and for the genies, suppose in the law court there are two parties, two lawyers are fighting on the principle of one clause or section in the law book. One is interpreting in a different way, one is interpreting in a different way, and the judges give their judgment. Now, the opportunity for interpretation is there when the meaning is not clear. A very good example is given by the grammarians or Sanskrit scholars, the Gangayam Ghosapalli, that there is a neighborhood which is called Ghosapalli on the Ganges. Now, somebody may ask, how there can be a quarter on the Ganges? Ganges is water. So there is an interpretation required. So somebody says, on the Ganges means on the bank of the Ganges. That makes it clear. On the Ganges does not mean that in the middle water there is residential quarter. No. On the Ganges means on the bank of the earth. So when there is such doubt, one can interpret. But when there is no doubt, everyone can understand clearly the meaning. There is no question of interpreting. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is stressing. That Gaunavitte Jivabhasva Kurila Acharya. Therefore, each and every aphorism and Bhasa Vedanta Sutra has been indirectly interpreted by the Sharira Bhasha. Such interpretation, if somebody hears, then his future is doomed. Just like our Gandhi, he wanted to prove from Bhagavad Gita, non-Bhasa. The Bhagavad Gita is being preached in the battlefield and it is completely violent, how he can prove? Therefore, he dragging the meaning out of his own card is very troublesome, and anyone will read such interpretation. He is doomed. He is doomed because the Bhagavad Gita is meant for awakening your Krishna consciousness. If that is not arisen, then it is useless, waste of time. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. embrace the Brahmin was illiterate, but he took the essence of Bhagavad Gita, of the relationship between the Lord and the devotee. Therefore, unless we take the real, essence of any literature, this is simply a waste of time. Tahar nāyiko dhar ishwar ajna paiyya gona sakari lamukha sācārya. Now, at the beginning, he criticized Shankaracharya that if somebody hears Shankaracharya's commentation, then he is sure to be doomed. But again he supports Shankaracharya. Why? Shankaracharya is the incarnation of Lord Shiva. And he is a great devotee. Shankara, Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu. There are many devotees of the Lord, but the foremost devotee is Lord Shiva. And he has got a disciple succession, which is called Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. So, Shankaracharya was covered devotee. His covered devotee. His aim was to bring men to the standard of devotional service, but the time and circumstances in which he was preaching, he could not place his real object, because they were unable to understand. At last, at the end of his life, he composed so many poetries in praise of the Vrindavan Leela, and especially his very famous Chatpat Pandita, that is, he has stated, Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudhomate, Praptesanni Hitakhalumarane, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukimukarane. My dear foolish brothers, you kindly worship Krishna Govinda. Thrice he has said, Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudhomate. Mudhomate means you foolish nonsense. You kindly worship Govinda. Why? Now, Praptesanni Hitakhalumarane. When death will be nearer, your this grammatical interpretation, duking karana, this pratyaya, that pratyaya, arguing, jugglery of words, will not save. Will not save you. You please worship Govinda. That is his instruction. And there are many others. So Shankaracharya was a covered devotee. You are devotee as somebody has accused Shankaracharya that he was covered Buddhist. As so far I am concerned, I say that Shankaracharya was covered devotee. He was devotee at heart, but because he was ordered to preach in that way, otherwise there was no alternative. That is stated in the Padma Purana. When there is the conversation between Lord Shiva and his wife, Parvati, he disclosed that in the age of Kali, as a Brahmin, I preach this Mahavad philosophy, which is called Buddha philosophy. Buddha philosophy says that this material life is all. After this material life, there is nothing, all void. And Shankaracharya says that it is impersonal, there is no variety. So in both the philosophies, there is no acceptance of Lord, the Supreme Lord, Personality of God. Therefore, they are called Nastikavad. Nastikavad means atheism. Atheism. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described Buddha religion as atheism, and Mahavad philosophy, he has said a dangerous disease. He has given a little preference to Buddhism, but to Mahabharata philosophy, he has stated it is dangerous disease. His exact version is like that. Vedna maniya buddha hoila nastik. Vedasaya nastikkavad buddha ke odhi. He says that we call the Buddhists as atheists because the simple reason is that they do not accept Vedas. Lord Buddha, he denies that I don't care for the Vedas. I have got my this own proposition that ahimsa, non-violence is the religious person. So he did not accept Vedas. Therefore, those who are Vedantis, those who are followers of Vedas, they call Buddhist religion atheism. Atheism means anyone who does not believe in scriptures, standard scriptures, that is called atheism. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Buddha philosophy is atheism undoubtedly, but Shankara philosophy is dangerous atheism because he is accepting Vedanta, but he is preaching atheism. He is accepting under the shelter of Vedanta, he is preaching atheism. So therefore they are more dangerous. Just like you are fighting with your enemies, that is very clear. The other party is my enemy. But if somebody is treating as your friend and within he is trying to kill you, enemy, that is very dangerous enemy. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Buddhism is a thing, that's all right. But the Shankara philosophy is more dangerous than atheism. And actually, so many Samis and Sannyasis, they come from India. They are the same dangerous atheists. Nobody has preached in your country this philosophy of Krishna consciousness and Bhagavad Gita is widely read, but differently interpreted. So therefore, they are dangerous atheists. They are under the garb of Bhagavad Gita. They are preaching atheism. So they are very dangerous. But still, because you are Lord Shiva, incarnation of Lord Shiva, and he has a particular duty, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu supports now the Paranahika dosha. He is not faulty. He is not faulty because the time required to propagate such philosophy, and he had done that under the order of the Supreme Personality of God. He wanted. There is Padma Puran, there is statement. In the Padma Puran there is Mayavado asat shastram prachannam bauddha mukshyate. In the Padma Puran it is stated that this Mayavada philosophy is covered Buddhism. Maiva kalpitanga devi kalau brahmana murtina. Lord Shiva says to his wife, my dear Parvati, in the age of Kali, in the garb of a Brahmin, I will have to preach this philosophy. Brahmanasya apadanga rupanga nirgunang bakkhati maya. Brahmanasya apadanga rupanga. Brahmana, the Supreme Lord, he has got transcendental form, but I will have to preach that he has no form, nirgunam. Sarvasam jagatopiyasya mohanatham kalo juge. In the age of Kali, just to build the persons, I will have to preach this philosophy. Vedanta tu mahasastri mayabadam avaitikam. And when I shall explain Vedanta, I shall explain everything against Vedas. दीनांत तो महापाश्री मायावादम अवैधम मयैव वक्षति देवी जगतांग नाश कारण इन हैव टू किल द एथिस्टिक पर्सन आई विल हैव टू प्रीच दिस इज स्टेटेड इन पद्म पुराण एंड सिमिलरली इन द शिव पुराण ऑल्सो देर इज अनदर पर्स दापराधो जुगे हुत्ता कलया मनुष्यादिषु सागमय कल्पितं चैव जनान मद विमुखान कुरु सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज ऑर्डरिंग लॉर्ड शिवा दैट इन द एज ऑफ कली यू गो एंड ट्राई टू मेक देम अगेंस्ट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस सो देयर आर सो मेनी पॉलिसीज एंड सो मेनी प्रोग्राम ऑफ द सुप्रीम अथॉरिटी बट चैतन्य महापुरुष सेड दैट That is time fact. For the time being, they are necessary. Actually, such interpretation is not necessary at all. We should take direct meaning. Now he is explaining Vedanta. The first thing he is explaining, Brahma Shabdi Mukha Arthi Kahe Bhagavan. Whenever we speak of Brahma, because these Mayavadi philosophers, they are very much uttering this word Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, or Brahma, they don't utter Krishna, Govinda, that is very difficult for them. They simply utter Brahma. Now, let them, Brahma is also Vedic word. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the direct meaning of Brahma is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. Chidaisarja Paripunna Anuddha Samas. Now, what is the grammatical meaning of Brahma? The grammatical meaning of Brahma is that the greatest and expansive. That is the grammatical meaning of Brahma. Which is unlimitedly expanded and greatest is called Brahma. Now, who can be unlimitedly expansive? Unless he is unlimitedly powerful. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that according to Srimad Bhagavatam also, the same meaning is there. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti Sattvati. The Brahma Paramatma ultimately means the Supreme Personality of God. Without coming to the Supreme Personality of God, the consciousness of Brahma Paramatma is imperfect. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Chidai Sajya Paripurna Anuddha Samana. You cannot have a conception of the greatest, unlimited, unless you place six kinds of opulences in food. Because Aishajya, the opulences, just like wealth, fame, and beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, they should be unlimited. When they are not unlimited, he is not Brahma, or he is not the Supreme Lord. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's interpretation, not interpretation, he says, Brahma means that one who is in full opulences, he is Brahma. Tahar Vibhuti Deha Sab Siddhata. Therefore, because he is the greatest, therefore he cannot be under the control of this Maya. The Maya philosophy says that we are now under the control of Maya. Therefore, we have forgotten that we are all gods. In the Nikhilananda's book, this is explained, and he is discussing the Vivekananda speech, that we are all gods, every one of us, we are gods. Why you have become dog, that we do not know. That is the explanation. But actually, the explanation is that we are also Brahma, but we are not Bhagavan, the Supreme Brahma. That is the explanation. Therefore, we are prone to be under the subjugation of Maya. This is real experience. I am not the Supreme Brahma, the greatest Brahma, I am not. Brahma means greatest. But I am also Brahma, but I am the infinite and the infinite Shiva. We are infinite Shiva. That is a spunk part in the Bhagavad Gita also. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. Mind, these living entities, they are mind, parts and parcels. That part and parcel of the Brahma is also Brahma. As part and parcel, minute particle of gold is also gold. Minute particle of poison is also poison. So, similarly, we are minute atomic part and parcel of the Supreme. Therefore, we are not the unlimited or the biggest. We are Brahma undoubtedly, but we are not the biggest. Therefore, we are prone to be under the control of Maya. But Supreme Brahma, he is never under this. Therefore, Mayavad philosophy that at the present moment, I am under the control of Maya, but as soon as I return free from the control of Maya, then I return the Supreme. But they cannot answer, why if you are Supreme, why you are under the classes of Maya? Then Maya becomes greater. You are not the greatest. They cannot answer these questions. And they at that time they become fools. We do not know. So anyway, Tahar Vibhuti Vyavasa. Therefore, Brahma, his body cannot be material. The material matter is under his control. Devi Jika Gunamai Mama Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that this material nature is under my control. And in another place it is said, Maya Dhakshina Prakriti Shivati Sacharacharam Hitunanina Kauntya Jagadvi Parivartate. The whole cosmic manifestation is rolling on and under my superintendence. Maya Dhakshina, under my order, under my supervision. Prakriti, this huge, gigantic material nature is working under me. Hetunana, and on this account, there is rules and regulation, everything is being done nicely. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that because Brahma, the Supreme Lord, is the greatest, therefore, his body cannot be made of this material nature. Because material nature is created at a certain interval. And who creates? He creates the Supreme Lord. The creator, therefore, cannot be under the material nature. If I am creator of something, so I cannot be under the that particular thing which is created. It is logical. Therefore, because the Supreme Brahma or Bhagavan is the creator of this material nature, he cannot be under the control of Maya. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita many places. Sambhavami Atma-Maya. Atma-Maya, not this Maya. Maya means potency. We have got the experience of this potency, material potency, but there is another potency which is called spiritual potency. So spiritual potency is the internal energy of Krishna. And material potency is the external energy. So, Krishna says that whenever I come, yadajanai dharmasya glani bhavati bharat, whenever there is discrepancy in the discharge of religious principles, adharmasya abhuthanam adharmasya, and there is great predominance of irreligiosity, Tadātmānam śrīyām maham, that time I come. Puritrāna, why? Puritrāna sādhunā vināsāyati diskṛtaṁ. Just to say the pious and the righteous and to vanquish the impious. So these are stated in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, natural conclusion, as Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says, that his potencies, his body, and his activities, everything is spiritual. There is nothing material. Tirvibhuti acchadya kahe nirata. And where there is some indication of impersonalism in the Vedas, it should be understood that his body is not of this material nature. If somebody says that God does not belong to this matter, that is all right. That does not mean he is impersonal. He has got his spiritual body. Matter is denied. The whole Upanishad, first of all, they describe the Supreme just like Apani Pada Javanak Garita. There are basic statements that the Supreme has no hands. But if he has no hands, how he can accept? What he is accepting? Therefore, it is to be understood that he has his hand, but not this hand. My hand is can stretch, say, 1 yard only. But because it's unlimited, his hand can be stretched, just like we are offering foodstuff. So how is he eating? That is his, he's eating by his transcendental body. We cannot see at the present moment. But he's eating. How is he eating? Because we have got the information. Yes, I eat. Taya bhaktya puritam matsnami prajita atmano. Anyone who is my devotee and offers in love, I take them. So that cannot be, there is no mistake. But how he is taking, how he is eating, because we are in this material body, we do not see, but he is taking. Therefore, chidvibhuti akhadya pahe nirata. Chidananda deha tan sthana parivar tare kahe pratita sattir vipa. Now, the Lord's body is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. And Shankaracharya says that pratita sattir vipa, this body of Krishna or Lord Rama, when they come, according to Mahavira's philosophy, that actually the Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth, has no form. But when they assume form, they take help of this material nature. That is not a fact. They come in their own spiritual form. That is confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. तार दोष नहीं ते हो अत्ता करी दास हर जेल सुने तार है सद्बदास. Now he preached this bewildering philosophy because he was ordered to do so by the Supreme Lord. That was his duty. But we must be very full care, very much careful. If we hear Shankar's interpretation or commentation, then you are doomed. You are doomed means no more Krishna consciousness. You are thrown into wilderness for many, many births. Then sometimes if you come in contact with some pure devotee, it may be possible. But so far, Shankaracharya's Bhaskara is concerned, or anyone who is following that commentation, they are doomed. Thank you. His duty is to one who does not believe in scriptures, they are meant for going to hell. Just come. That will help you. How can you do that? If a person is not willing to take medicine, how he can be cured? He'll go to death. He must be willing to. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So that is very dangerous position. One who does not take care Suppose if one wants to be educated without going to school, how it is possible? If somebody says, oh, I don't care for any school, college, I will be educated at home. And this is nonsense. Is it possible? Or will anybody only recognize you? Then what is the use? Waste of time. That is the disease. Everyone thinks, oh, I am everything. I am perfect. That is the disease, a material disease. Everyone is thinking, I am independent, I am perfect, whatever I think, that is all right. This is going on. First of all, if anyone wants advancement, he must first of all think that like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pretending that my spiritual master found me a great fool. So one must agree to become a great fool and study this scripture from bona fide spiritual master. Then there is hope of advancement. Yes? When you lose your personality, either in dream or in awakening, you are personal. When you lose your personality, when you become impersonal?
When do you lose it? When you wake up from the dream?
You are not impersonal at that time, you are personal. You are thinking, I was dreaming. So your ego is there. Then why do you lose your ego? Where your ego is dissolved. Yes. It is never dissolved.
To a finer form of consciousness.
No, finer, just your example. You are dreaming. Now you are awakening. You are now saying, oh, you are dreaming. So the same person who was dreaming and who is thinking that I was dreaming, the same person. Where your identity is dissolved. In both the cases, you are standing I.
You say that the next awakening.
This I is not in dream. That is the difference. The I in dream and I in not dream, but I is there. Where is your I dissolved? Never. No, we don't forget. We always remember that we are servants of God. We don't forget. We forget this material nonsense. That's. But don't forget ourselves. Our identity is there. We are servants of God, Krishna Das. And this is real ego. So ego is not dissolved. Ego is there, but it is purified. It is purified. Yes?
So we're engaging all of our senses in chanting and dancing and so forth. Now the thinking mind is most difficult, so you can engage that in thinking of Krishna.
Well, when you are chanting, that is thinking, practically thinking. When you are chanting, you are practically thinking. When you are cooking, it is practically thinking. You are cooking for Krishna. You are tithing for Krishna. You are chanting Krishna's name.
But there is the also state of not thinking.
Not thinking is not there. Thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna means thinking of Krishna and his energy. There is no question of destruction. It is purification. The psychic power, thinking, feeling and willing, is purified. Tatparatina nirmalam. Nirmalam means purified. But it is not lost. Purified. And when it is purified, Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam Bhakti Richate, with that purified sense, purified mind, when you apply it for Krishna, that is called Bhakti, Krishna consciousness.
Can you ever lose your identity?
What is that? What does it mean?
Can you ever lose your eyes? That's the eye.
Can I ever forget myself?
How you can forget yourself? You cannot forget. You simply purify. In disease condition, your identification of I is different. Sometimes you are in convulsion. You forget. Rather, that is forgetfulness. Sometimes, if you are deranged in brain, we forget everything about relationship. But when you are cured, you remember, I was forgetful in my that delusion. Yes. So your I is always there. This I, remembering, is purified. So ego has to be purified. Ego has not to be killed. And that cannot be killed. Na annata annamane sarire, because it is eternal. How can you kill ego? It is not possible. So you have to purify your ego. The difference between false ego and real ego. Just like that. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham, I am Brahma. Oh, this is our ego. This is this Vedic version that I am Brahma, I am not this matter. That this ego is purified you. That I. So that I is always there, either in illusion, a delusion, a dream, or in healthy stage, I is always there. When you try, at least in our society, whenever we try something which is describing Krishna's form, quality, beauty, we are typing this. We are not typing any business letter or any political propaganda. We are typing, Krishna is so beautiful, Krishna says like this. Krishna told Prahlad like that, Prahlad told Krishna like that, everything Krishna. As you are chanting Hare Krishna, the khat 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 is all Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Is Krishna made out of atoms like we are?
No. Krishna is not atom. Krishna is big. The biggest. We are atom. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. We are atom.
Krishna takes the spiritual matter from the food. He does not take anything material.
Spiritual.
And
we need
material for us?
No, that is also spiritual. That is not material.
What's left?
Huh?
What's left from Krishna?
That is spiritual. unless it is spiritual. Just like, first try to understand how it is spiritual. Of course, in our gross vision, we see, we offer this chapati to Krishna, and Swamiji says, Nama Brahmanna Devaya, and it becomes spiritual. Yes, it becomes spiritual. How? That we have to understand by the reason, phalena parichyata. If you eat the spiritual food, you will get spiritual strength. That is practical. Just like, I'll give you another example. Milk. You take more milk preparation, you get diarrhea. You go to a physician, he'll say, yes, if today you take only sugar mixed with little salt and black pepper, a cure, diarrhea cured. Now you can say the same milk, but it is treated. Therefore it cures. You can say, oh, the same milk, sugar is also milk, but it is treated. Therefore it cures. So you will find that your material disease is being cured by spiritual foodstuff. That is practical. That would be spiritual. Yes. Oh, yes, certainly. Certainly. Yes. The same thing, just like I have given an example several times, that pocket dictionary and a big dictionary. Both of them are dictionaries. It is not that because it is small pocket dictionary that it is not dictionary. It is also dictionary. So, when he is advanced and finished pocket dictionary, he may consult the big dictionary. That is the difference. Bible is not different from Bhagavad Gita. But when one is perfectly conversant with Bible, he will understand more nicely Bhagavad Gita. It is not contradictory, it is helpful. All right, this is Prasad.